On October 1st, 1908, Henry Ford introduced the Model T to the world, setting in motion the process of making the car available to the multitude. The rest is history. Ford, of course, didn't invent the car, but he did popularize it. In fact, today, cars are so popular and define our world so much that it's worth taking a look at what they have done for us and to us. Besides looking at the car's effects, we can also consider what we can do to control the car instead of letting it control us. First, cars have vastly increased our mobility. A 50-mile trip that in the 19th century would have taken 2 days by horse and carriage, or 3 or 4 days on foot, can today be made in an hour or less. Along with mobility, however, comes stress. The car is available to nearly everyone, and serious problems are created as a result. We get nervous or angry if the car ahead of us isn't moving or if someone cuts in front of us. This causes stress, and too much stress can even kill. Second, cars have allowed people the freedom to live far from their workplaces. And when we go shopping, we don't have to buy enough supplies to last a month or two, for it's easy just to stop at the supermarket on the way home to get food for supper. On the other hand, the car has its negatives. Despite giving us freedom, it has also contributed to the decline of the sense of community. Instead of taking public transportation to work and talking to other passengers, many of us ride alone in our autos. Moreover, we used to buy things at local stores where we knew the owners, but today we largely trade with strangers at vast, impersonal commercial centres. In addition, modern neighbourhoods are hardly neighbourhoods in the old sense of a place where people come into daily contact with each other. Instead, they are locations chosen for easy access by the automobile and are thus controlled by it. Consequently, the concept of the neighbourhood has been weakened. Finally, we know the car industry has created jobs, industries and companies – rubber, steel, electronics. Jobs aren't everything, though. There is a downside. For one thing, the economy is dependent on the automobile, perhaps too dependent. In recent years, for example, certain manufacturers have moved their factories for increased profits. However, the town's housing, the original factories, have been ruined by increased unemployment. And we must not forget that, in addition to dominating the economy, the automobile is the source of much air pollution. Clearly, the effect of the car on human society has been enormous, but we can't now uninvent cars or make them disappear. They are far too necessary to our world. Nevertheless, we must get control of the car, develop new fuel sources, and reduce air pollution. These are the challenges that face us.